Sorry, Bella.
Welcome back, Ellie.
Back again for a pod with you and me.
With you.
The queenies.
The queenies. Let's talk about our game.
Let's talk about it. So we played Jep's Cross at Jep's Cross.
Yes.
Which was freezing on the Friday night.
Friday night game.
Started at 7:30.
Started at 7:30.
Cold, wet,
terrible. I was muddy. Crook as a dog. Yeah. Lots of people were. I feel like it was one of those games where a lot of people were just feeling a little bit.
We weren't in our
fight or flight.
No.
No. We were freezing.
I was freezing. Yeah, but it was freezing.
No excuses. We ended up having a draw.
Yeah, we did end up having a draw.
We didn't lose. We didn't win.
Look, it could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
But I mean, not our best game, to be fair, but still.
It was a good game, though. It was. We did keep trying.
We tried. Well,
we did.
I wouldn't say we gave it our 100%.
But I would say it wasn't the worst game we've ever played.
No. And at the time, the conditions were horrible. It was on Friday night, late at night.
Not making any excuses.
But yeah, there were some excuses. The weather. It was legit. So best players,
fifth?
People who are not in, that's why. There were all these Jep's Cross girls and I was so confused. I was like, who's Shani?
Was about to read out the
who the
Jep's
hell is
Shani?
Never met Shani before.
Let's go. Fifth best.
Swally, Sarah Wallace.
Yes, good girl. No, she was first best.
Oh yeah, she was first best. Sorry.
Good job, Sol.
Second best, we had Sophie Allen.
Yes, she was a gun.
And she was a gun. And she's a new player this year. She's never played footy before, you know?
Really?
Played footy.
Oh, she works hard at it.
She's an absolute queen.
She can run like a cheetah.
Yeah. We had Emma Chappell.
Good girl.
Holly Cunningham.
Holpa.
And G Gaz at the end.
And G Gaz.
Of course. She tackled like crazy in that game.
They worked
she played so,
hard.
So well.
Both of them worked like dogs.
The defense actually played really well because up in forward, I wasn't doing a thing. I wasn't doing a thing.
Were you not doing a thing?
I was running around the ball.
Were they running around you?
I actually touched the ball a couple of times, but it never hit my foot.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
But, I did what I could at the time.
I'm proud of you. Do we have any special mentions off the top of our head?
Special mentions. I'm going to say special mention.
Charlene.
So yeah, lady.
Oh, she works so hard.
I'm also going to special mention Ellie Anderson.
Oh,
she also did a really good
handball,
job.
Yeah. Ellie can read the play.
And Lucy White, actually.
And Lucy White. They can read the play, you know?
They were just really great.
Kicking it willy-nilly, like they were full on, like reading the play, and they did some really smart things.
They did.
Unfortunately, we did the, well, not unfortunately, a draw, it could be worse.
It could be worse. 14-14 could be worse.
We're ready for next week.
Yes.
Against Pulteney will be, I believe we're not.
We're not playing at home. We're playing at Pulteney.
No, and it'll be a good game. 3:15, I believe.
15.
And we need to bring our A game. I think this week we need to really, really bring it home.
Yes, we do.
We've got a lot of good players out there. We just need to play to our strengths and we can bring home the next win.
We do. I think help us a lot. This week.
Finals coming up.
Maybe we were a little low.
We need to hype up a bit.
But we need to hype
it up.
The
whole club, we need to just hype everyone up.
Let's hype up, guys, seriously.
Come on.
In our interview that's coming up next.
Yeah.
We're hyping everyone up.
We're hyping.
We're singing. We even sung.
Because the boys are doing great too. We're doing great. We just all need to push it home now. You know what I mean? We're nearly in the finals.
And I think to push it home, we need to have a Kenzie weekend.
That's what we are here to advertise. Normally we advertise an event. Normally we advertise, you know, whether it was quiz night or whether it was ladies day. But this week, get to the Kenzie night.
Not a simple Kenzie night, a crazy Kenzie night.
I want to mosh.
Me too.
I want to sing love story.
I want to put some songs on that jukebox and I want to go crazy.
Come on. Let's give the Kenzie some money. Let's do this.
We haven't had a crazy Kenzie night.
We need to all come together and just have a really big night. And that's what we're here to say. Get to the Kenzie.
To the Kenzie.
Everyone.
Let's get drunk, guys.
Let's get drunk.
Responsibly.
With the Kingies. And speaking of the Kingies, let's go through their game.
Oh, yeah. We have to do the Kings games.
We have to go through them. So D-Grade had a bye.
D-Grade had a bye, great.
They had a bye, so they didn't play. And then we got to go to C-Grade. Now, C-Grade played at Flinders Park.
Yep.
And are you ready for this, Eleanor?
What?
The score was, we won, 33-112.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Demolishing. Great win.
Who are the best players?
The best players. James O'Halloran.
Oh, fingers. Love.
Our man.
I actually saw him on Saturday night.
Same.
I saw him at Shotguns.
He's a king.
Yeah.
Oh, we love him.
I waved him on the way out.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey.
Did he wave back?
Yeah, he actually did.
Oh, good. Good. He wasn't just Eleanor going, hi, James.
Hi.
And crickets. Crickets.
No, he saw me.
That often happened. No, okay.
He gave me a little nod.
Yeah, good, good.
So that's
like one of the like, yeah, yeah. Like a sub.
Yeah.
You know. Jake Ellis.
Yep.
Jack Whiteman. Will Watts and Matt Slack. Goal cute. Kickers.
Love.
Nick Bentley, 5. Will Hammond, 2. Hammo. Sam Nichols, 2. James O'Halloran, 2. James Brennan Lemon, 1.
Nice.
Max Nichols, 1. Flynn Pratt, 1. Tom Sneath, 1. Will Watts, 1. Good job, boys. That's a big win for the club. Nice. That's huge.
Yeah, that is huge.
Like, well done. And C grade, we don't mention them enough.
We don't. We don't hype them up enough, do we?
No, C grade, you're killing it.
Yeah.
They always are.
They always are. They're always like a shoo-in, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Now, B grade. B grade had a great win. Great, great win at Flinders Park as well. 43-69.
Oh, that's pretty good. 43-69.
Yes.
Nice.
Very good. And that was a good win for the club too, actually. I feel like to have that, that's a strong win. I think I think it was a good game as well.
Yeah.
I think everyone played pretty well.
Nice.
Best players, Breda.
Lovely.
Best player. Nick Brown, Maxie Reed. Good job, Maxie. Steve Bevan, Bevo, and Ethan Holmes.
Nice.
Harry Roberts, 4 goals.
Oh, my God.
4. Saucy.
Saucy. Saucy buff. Saucy slays.
Insane. He Hugo does. Lee, 2.
Cute.
Hugie.
Hugie Bear.
Sammy C, 1. Tom Duffy, 1.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Holmes, 1. And Henry Reed, 1.
Nice.
Good job, boys. Huge.
That's a good
huge.
Spread of goal kickers.
It's a good spread. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then finally, our darling A grade. Now, A grade, it was a tough one, but I think they really, really put their best foot forward. They tried hard this game.
Yeah.
Tried really hard. Unfortunately, we didn't come down with the win. We lost, but that's okay because I think it was actually a very, very
tough game.
Competitive game.
Yeah,
competitive and I think they gave it their best shot, which is really good.
So who were the best players?
It was 58-31 and our best players were George String, nice. Best player. Max String, the String brothers.
They always slay.
Dylan
Strings.
Hopkins, Hoppy. Oh, is he not in the, is he ever not in the best player? Oh, he's amazing.
He's amazing. Amazing.
Jake, Vandenhoek.
Say his name again.
Jake Vandenhoek. How do you say that? Hoek.
Jake Vandenhoek.
Jake Vandenhoek. Vandenhoek.
Jake Van.
Jake Van.
Sorry, Jake. Mr. Van. I'm really sorry.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
Oscar Sitala. Oscar Sitala as well.
Oh, Oski.
Oski.
Did Oski play in the A's?
He did.
Oh,
he
I'm
did.
So proud of you.
I know.
Well done, Oski.
I'm sorry, Jake.
Sorry, Jake. We love you, Jake.
Okay, goal kickers. Maxie Thring, 2. Zach Slade, Zaggy, 1. Oscar Sitala, 1. And that's it. Good job, boys.
Wow.
Tough game. But I feel like...
Proud of Oscar. Oscar.
I feel like this week I can sense good energy. We're going to get to the Kenzie. All of the teams, we want you there. And we need to start hyping up.
Let's... LFG, guys. Like, LFG.
LFG. Now, Eleanor... Let's talk about our man.
What man?
Who's our new favourite king?
Oh.
So everyone's favourite king changes quite regularly. But
yeah, but we've got a new one.
We've got a new one. And I really hope he listens.
I know he'll be listening.
You know, there's a reason. What's another word for tea time?
Dinner time.
Dinner time. We're going for dinner with Nick Dinham.
Hey, Dins.
Hey, Dins. We know you're listening because why is this, Eleanor? What happened?
So on Saturday night, surprisingly, we had a big fan.
But you were at Kick-Ons, weren't you?
I was at Kick-Ons. It was about 4 a.m. at this point.
At this point. He's so probably pissed as a parrot.
I don't think, maybe he doesn't feel as strongly as I thought at the time. But he was like, you girls are the most entertaining people I've ever heard. Like, I just love podcast. Listening to the pod. And he even said, you're better than Jesse and Ned. But I did. I was literally about to, I was like holding his shirt and I was like, who is better?
No. Who is better? But dinner time, Nick Dinham, absolute king. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thank like, you. I'm so actually kind. So happy.
We haven't had a king
who's like been so outwardly like impressed.
I do feel like he was paid by someone to say that to you.
Yes.
At 4 a.m. Honestly. He was offered a free drink if he said, you have to go up to Eleanor.
But no other kings have been like, love, love, love.
Well, Marquita still hasn't even responded.
No.
But Patrice, I know that he loves the pod.
I just hope people listen.
Of course they listen.
Of course they
listen. Well,
Eleanor and I,
that's what I'm telling myself.
They say it's 3 views and Eleanor and I watch 2 of them.
I watch it like 5 times. I listen to it 5 times.
Yeah, because we're so self-obsessed.
Yeah, we are. I love my own voice.
No, but dinner time, we love you. Everyone, get keen. We've got finals are coming up. Come on, let's the home stretch. I know it's cold. I know it's wet and it's gross. We've got to knuckle down.
We do.
Hype up. Let's get to the Kenzie. Let's have a big one.
Let's go. Bells.
And now to really hype everyone up, we've got an interview that could be one of the best yet.
I think so.
I know we say this every single time.
But this one's really good,
it's
honestly.
It's different for us.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Our babies.
Our little babies.
Okay. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So now, Eleanor, let's do this interview.
We've got some girls that we've known since they were little babies.
I feel like we've known them forever.
Yeah.
I feel like we're the mothers.
We
the mother
are the mummies of these children.
They're iconic.
We've influenced them, I think,
too much.
Positively.
Too much.
We're not bad influences. We're good influences.
But, like, I feel like I've been on a journey with them. Like, yeah,
we've been through some shit with them.
Yeah, like some serious times.
Yeah.
They're also crucial to the club. I feel like we say this about everyone, but they are crucial to the club. Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
They're both very important. One is currently a player and one is a non-player, which we'll get into as of the rest of this season. They are our babies. They're incredible football players. Who are they, Eleanor?
Lil Ash and Lil Lucy.
Lucy Hammond. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm good. Yeah.
They're a bit nervous. They're a bit terrified. They're a bit worried about what we're going to ask.
I'm so scared.
They are nervous.
But it's okay because we're here to guide you through this.
Oh, God.
Just like we do in life.
Okay. Let's get into some intro questions. We'll start with Lucy. So, Luz, tell me about yourself.
Who are you? What do you do?
Oh, I'm Lucy. Do I say my age?
Yeah, say
your age. Say your age.
I'm 18.
18.
Fresh baby.
Baby.
Freshly 18. I went to Pembroke, so an actuarial scholar.
Yes.
And
what do you do, Luz? What are we studying? What are we doing?
Currently on a gap year.
Oh! And where are you going?
Going to Europe.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
No! Oh, my God.
So we had to record this tonight, everyone, because Lucy's going to be on a plane.
You're going for 5 weeks, aren't you?
Nine weeks.
Holy what the heck? Hell. Wait, I didn't know that.
I missed the finals.
Wait, night. Oh, no, that's a joke.
Yeah. Come back for end of season dinner, though.
No, she needs to get off this right now. This is too much. You missed finals?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Holy moly. Okay. Well, good to know. Now, Ashley. Ashley Carter, who are you? How long have you been a Pembroke Queen for, and what do you do?
I'm Ash. I'm 18 as well. I also went to Pembroke with Lucy. I'm doing physio at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, smarty pants.
She's a little healthcare worker.
I work at a cafe and do some coaching.
What cafe do you work at?
Fill the Beans.
I've seen Ashley in her prime, Eleanor, in working. I feel like I'm a David Attenborough person when I'm like watching her. I'm like, she is
every
the
single
beast
training is Ash, I'm gonna come visit you at work tomorrow. And I've seen her once.
Yeah, because who comes picks up my coffee instead?
Jack. I've seen Jack many times.
every training, I'm like, Ashley, tomorrow's the morning. And then she'll just see Ash. But that's okay. Now, how long have you two been friends for? This is a good question.
Oh. Yeah, this is a great question.
Like Pembroke.
Reception.
No, but like, have you liked each other since reception? Do you know what I mean? Like, when
were you always besties?
Probably like,
no.
Year three.
Yeah, like year three.
Oh,
so like,
beautiful. Year three. Up until then, they hated each other's guts.
We knew each other. It's probably like,
we played basketball together.
Oh, yeah, like 11 year friendship.
Oh, iconic.
Yeah. 11 years.
Yeah, wow. 11 that's beautiful. Years. Well, we love these two, but to really get to know you, we're gonna do the rapid fire. Now you know this because you listen to our podcast, don't you?
Yeah,
you
do.
Yes, you do.
Lucy doesn't.
Lucy doesn't. You'll listen.
You're gonna have to listen to this one, Liz.
Just really quickly, what comes to your mind? Just say it.
Who's going first?
You will do Luce first, and then Ash straight after. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
This is a rapid fire with Lucy Hammond and Ashley Carter.
Okay.
Who's your favorite queen?
Go! Go!
Graceburn.
Ada and Graceburn. Okay.
Oh, great. Well,
and you too. Yeah,
good ones.
And us. Obviously.
Okay, favourite king, go.
All the Crothers.
Yes.
Yeah. Sam Crothers.
Oh, yes, great Sammy. Answers. Beautiful great answer. Answers. Single or taken?
Single.
Okay, that is not what we want. Complicated answer.
With a complicated answer.
We will get into that later. Yeah. Okay. if you could play in a division of footy here at Pembroke Old Scholars, what div would you play in and why?
Like the boys did. Yeah.
The boys
C grade.
D-grade men's.
D-grade men's.
I wouldn't want to play
D-grade.
That's
what we say. So no, D-grade is iconic. Like, I am forever their number one fan. Yeah. Like, it is amazing.
Or B-grade.
Like,
different breed. They would win.
Okay, this one we gave specifically for you two because we're actually curious about this. What year level do you think you belong to? Like, I know you're in year, you graduated school a year ago, but who do you think is your, like, genuine year that you were meant to be in? Like, my
at the
year?
Club. Oh, at the year we're in.
I think, well, year we're really? In.
I think, like, the year we're in is so different
well,
to
I,
every
we
other
love
year.
All the other years, but...
But this, you're happy with your year. You're like, yeah, I belong here. I just feel like they're just like...
I would not want to be in
what
year below.
Are you in?
I
was
like, oh, well, I want to be in your year below.
My year?
I feel like I want to be in your year.
Yeah, I want to be in my year.
I thought you guys were in the same year. I don't know what
No, we're not in the same year.
The same age?
No, yeah, we'll just say age. We'll say age.
Well, everyone older than me, I just think you guys are all in the same year.
Yeah, but that's interesting because we are actually like,
we're
I
2 years
graduated,
apart.
Yeah, but 3 years of school. Isn't that scary?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're 3 years apart.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, to me, you guys are the same age. I thought you were the same age.
Is that beautiful?
Yeah.
Is that beautiful?
Well, you're no, older actually, belt. I'm going to read him out. I want to be in your your
guys' year. I want to be in their year. Yeah, they're iconic.
We're the fun year.
You're the fun year.
Yeah,
and
good.
Would you not say this? All of the girls in your year, like, come as a package deal. Like, we're interviewing you two, but we could have interviewed.
Yeah, like, that's because we were, like, a group at school.
Were you a group? We're full, yeah.
We got
a
seven.
Oh, they're seven. Iconic.
That's really cute.
What are you called? Like, the awesome seven?
The seven.
What do you name your group chat? Like, Slay.
What's your name?
What is the name of your group chat?
Song. It is called what My is Girl by Dylan Scott.
My Girl. This is what they say in the caption. My Girl is our baby's group
chat. It's a country
chat.
Song. You've got to listen to it. It's
okay,
pretty good.
Beautiful. Right. No, thank you. But here we go. Moving on. Best game you've played and for our club.
Like,
doesn't matter. Favourite game?
Yeah, favourite game ever. Oh. Playing for our club.
I might just be boring and say the Poultney prelim last
everyone
year.
Everyone says that.
Everyone says that. Says I want
but it was a great game. It was a good game.
Oh, the Poultney game this year as well.
I think my good first game. Season was really fun.
Mm. Yeah. Year one, they're like the OG squad.
OG squad.
Yeah, I wasn't a part of that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No, Ashley, you were not. Now, that's kind of the end of our rapid fire. I know they weren't really rapid. We don't ever really do rapid.
We don't do rapid.
We say they're rapid, but they're not rapid.
We have input into every answer.
Okay. I actually want to touch on this for both of you. As far as injuries are concerned, Ash, you're obviously playing with us this year, haven't been injured yet. But Hamo, my sweet darling angel, what's happened to you? Why aren't you playing? And don't you dare say Europe, because we know that's not the answer.
Well, it's a bit of Europe, bit of not.
No, come
bit
on.
A bit of lies, not
of
a
lies,
bit of Europe.
Bit of lies. What happened? Tell us the story.
At training, it was the 29th of May.
She remembers the date.
Yep. I rolled my ankle.
Doing what? What were you
doing?
Tell the audience.
I was doing extreme leap.
A leap.
A leap?
No. A leap.
Yeah. Nah.
What were you doing? Come on.
I was doing what we call an extreme dice roll.
What? Is that what we call it?
An extreme dice roll.
Yeah,
dice rolling extreme version.
Which no. Were
Lucy's,
you filming it?
Lucy's
no.
had the no. dice roll for a long time. We didn't know it was going to go like this.
Yeah, but
Lulu's
you weren't fault. On it's the Lulu's. Stairs, were you? You weren't running. You weren't doing 2 kilometre
runs or
anything
like that.
About a
2 metre leap.
No, you were doing a TikTok, Luce.
2 metres, no, really good.
So you were out dance. For the rest of the year because you were doing a TikTok dance, not even during training, before it. Before.
It was a good dice roll, to be honest.
Yeah, it was pretty
she
extreme.
She put everything into it. She really did.
Luce. Jeez Louise. And now we're out. How long are we out for?
The injury.
So what is the injury? Tell us.
Be okay. Specific, please.
I fully tore my AFTL.
The AFTL?
Is that good?
What's an AFTL?
An advanced.
No.
Left.
AFTL.
Tendon.
Yeah.
Something, but it's a big one.
It's yep. On, in the ankle and then did a high-grade partial tear of the CFL and then a impact fracture of the medial talus.
That sounds complicated. Jesus. That sounds intense.
Very intense.
And you're out.
Yeah, well, if I wasn't going away, I could have come back.
But you've decided to leave us for the European Croatian men. Some people have done that. Georgia Garrels did that earlier in the year, and now you're going.
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
A friend from school.
Why not?
One of the seven.
One of Ashley? No,
not
Ashley
me.
Was not invited. Well, you, Ashley.
No. She's doing physio. No. She's got priorities.
No, I was in math class with the two of them planning it all last year.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. That's so exciting.
I wasn't in math class, don't lie.
She got cut off.
Last minute. Right, well, Habo, that sounds awful. But both of you, it's funny because you're the ones getting injured, but I've heard through the grapevine that you think we're fossils. Can you confirm or deny?
It's not you guys, it's just Georgia Garrels.
Do you think Georgia Garrels is a fossil?
Well, we found out the other day that she's 23.
She's actually not a fossil.
23 isn't old.
We thought she was 28.
No, but how old?
She was 28.
How old is 26?
Yeah, we thought she was way older.
How old do you think a fossil is? Like, if I was how old would you go, nah, you're a fossil?
25.
25.
I'm almost 25.
I think 25 will be my heyday. Like, will be my heyday.
I feel like you have a quarter of my crisis at 25. I feel like you're going to get 25 and you're going to be like, this is it. What have I ended into?
To be honest.
But you now knowing Georgia's age, you're like, no, she's not a fossil. No. So you don't think we're fossils.
Oh, but I'm pretty sure she told us.
Do you think we're weird?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't expect it to be that. I just thought we could say that. Because I just feel like they look at us.
Pretty
like,
weird,
no, come on.
Me?
Do you like look at us and go, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to be associated.
You guys are great.
Oh, they're beautiful. Oh,
Ellie's one of the funniest people I know.
And Bella.
I'm Bella.
She said me
first.
I'll
just go stuff myself.
She said me first.
That's okay.
Come closer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was the one.
She was not remembered.
Okay. Right. If you don't remember that, I know who will remember something.
What?
Ashley.
Ashley wasn't there.
Ashley.
You wasn't there.
Oh. I'm not talking about that now.
Oh, okay. Yep.
If you were to marry a king based on your history and your extensive club morals and values, who are you ending up with, just out of curiosity, and why?
There's two there.
I'm going to lock it. Can I lock in my answer?
No,
we're going to hear hers and then and then we'll lock it ours.
I don't have an answer. I don't know who I'd marry.
Not Jackie?
Oh, yeah, marry Jack. Jack's one of my favourites.
We weren't thinking
But you're
of him.
Marrying him, so
I know, but I'm trying to help her.
No, this is an outrageous question.
Yeah, would you or would you not?
Because I would.
Me too.
Well, you guys can have him.
We can have him, gladly. That's beautiful to know.
Yeah.
Now, we love you both. What are you really looking forward to for the rest of this season? And Hamo, obviously, you're away in Europe. But what do you see us going far, the Queens? Do you have high hopes for the rest of the year?
What are your predictions? What do you see?
I think for us? Yes. Definitely finals.
Yep.
I have hope that we'll make it to the grand final.
Yep. Do you think we can bring it home this year?
I think there's a chance.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
Good girl.
It'll be harder.
It's a hard comp.
It's a hard comp. I would say it's harder than last year. We were just a bit unlucky at the end.
Yeah. I'd agree. I'd agree with that.
But I think we have a different team to
Very
last
different
year.
Team.
Completely different team.
Yeah.
Well, it is a different team.
Yeah. It's like literally, no, it's not people. The same people.
Literally, yeah. It's different.
It's only just us.
Yeah. Okay. And what about you, Ashley Girl?
Yeah, definitely finals.
Yep.
I don't like to jinx things.
No.
But winning a grand final.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, winning a grand final would be ideal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And
do you
think the level of skill from the Queens has like really amped up this year? Like you've obviously
Definitely.
Been here
yeah.
actually for 2 years, but compared to when you started to now, do you just go like...
Yeah, it's heaps better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Completely.
I agree.
I remember starting and being like, this team is
I remember them coming in. Do you remember them coming in? And I was like, those girls are really good at footy.
Well, we've been playing at school though for like 4 years.
Yeah,
I thought you guys were really cool.
And now I know them. I'm like, no, they're the biggest dweebs I've ever met.
Whoa.
And I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Dweebs.
But then you think we're dweebs. You think we're weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, compared to like when we couldn't even kick the football.
It's been a change. It's been a change.
Yeah.
And but there's some people that stay the same, like Luce, your mum. She's been a constant at the club. She's amazing. We've had some
she's been a supporter.
She's been
of the
supporter.
Team.
Do you love having your mama as your manager, the mamager, Sarah Hammond?
Yeah, Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just, is she the one who brings those lollies to
no.
the games?
No, that's Lulu and Drake.
No, that's someone the players.
Like that. I kill those people.
Why?
I can't stop eating them. And then I
just eat and I play. Eleanor, do you want like a fruit salad next time?
Yes, I need Eleanor some sort of like a before light the game. Meal.
Yeah, they need to bring it only at halftime.
Yeah, they bring it out before the game. Who's your favourite queen to watch on the field? That's a good question. Like, do you love watching Eleanor?
I really like, Eleanor. Or Eleanor. I love when Cece comes out.
Oh, cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Yeah.
That's my alter ego, you know.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No! Not talking about alter ego.
That's wait, my alter ego. But that's Eleanor. Cinnamon. To watch or to play with? I love watching
to play,
cinnamon.
Maybe to play with. To who's play your with? Favorite player to play with?
Or watch, either.
I really
either
like watching Farah.
Oh, she's Farah. A gun. Yeah. Far away is
she's
a gun.
So little and then taking on big girls. It's so good to watch.
That's a fair point. What about you, Ashley Girl?
I have two.
We're right here.
Not you guys.
Okay.
Georgia Garrows.
Georgia Garrows. When she's on, she's on.
Yeah, and Holly Cunningham when she's on.
Yeah, that's true. And they're really good.
And us.
And Bella and Ellie when they're on.
Thank you.
When Ellie's on,
when Ellie's on,
when Ellie's angry as well, she's angry. She gets a little feisty girl in her. And nothing goes in one ear out
but
the
Johnny
other.
But Johnny isn't happy when that happens. He can't control me. Like, there's no...
I'm just
like
too the umpire.
I'm just too good. I'm just too good.
She just, like, keeps going. Do you know the amount of times I reckon the umpire's, like, called something and you've just... kept going because and you keep you going know, and keep going
I,
and keep
I
going.
I just get in my tunnel vision. I can't hear anything. I can't see anything.
Nothing goes in and nothing
goes
out.
I'm in fight or flight, you know.
The adrenaline's pumping through. Well, we love you ladies. Now, Hamo, you're here for end of season dinner.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Come back for that.
And you are Ashley Girl?
Yep.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'm not, sorry.
Because that's
what?
Happened.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Europe.
When are you leaving?
Oh,
I'm leaving in September and I'm coming back mid-October. Yeah, guys. See you
crazy
later.
Crazy time. Bye-bye.
I'm actually sad I'm missing it.
And
I'm really sad.
It'll be a big
good
one.
Night. It's Becky's, Becky's really birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, on midnight.
The next day.
Oh,
so
get out.
During
oh,
the night.
So, oh, we're having a big one.
Yeah. So, massive. He comes at the end. You better stay awake.
Well, how long do you reckon I will stay up to?
Like 9:30?
Yeah. You're not going to make it.
No, I'm having a big one, that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll
no,
see.
You won't. Because you'll drink too much and then you won't be able to make it.
Excuse me.
Every time she's trying to do
no, next big one. No, next big thing, I think it will be our grand final.
Well, I won't be there, so.
Don't talk about
that. No, we could have a big night before then, right?
If we beat, I think not. I think that's
touch wood.
Yeah, this week true. We're having a big one.
Kenzie won this week. We're gonna hype everyone for the Kenzie. Everyone who's listening to this podcast, it's a Kenzie night this weekend.
Yeah, I feel like everyone.
Be there or be square.
Be there or be square.
And now,
seriously.
Finally, I want to say this. I want them to say this because I think the kings and the queens, we need a little bit of a hype up. What's your message to them? What's your message to say?
Message to the whole club.
What's your hype up? This is ending the podcast. Okay, the whole club. What's your hype up? We need it.
Hype up for everyone.
Come on. Ashley?
I don't know. I don't have a hype up.
It's just an LFG, isn't
we
it?
We all need
it.
Oh, no, it isn't.
And someone is not saying anything. You should do a hype up first. And then
yeah, I think you're better for a hype up.
Okay.
Go Queens.
Ready? And Kings. Ready?
And Kings.
That was really
so horrible. Ending podcast. Thank you, ladies. We love you.
Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.